Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many, but they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 26. An honest answer is like a kiss of friendship. Like most of us, I'm sure, I was brought up with the saying that honesty is the best policy. But what I wasn't taught was that it's often the most difficult policy. It's often easier to keep the truth yourself and not to share it because it might not be well received. Indeed, the hearer might be deeply offended by the truth. And so we can easily end up playing a kindly and courteous game of deceit. We say what other people want to hear, never dare to go anywhere near the sharp edges of truth. Whenever someone asks us how we are, we have to decide what level of truth to share. The customary answer, fine, often reveals nothing at all and is simply used as a polite way of avoiding conversation. However, at the same time, it would be inappropriate to share everything about your life and feelings. What is vital is that there's a time and a place where we can be entirely honest. Life is full of thrills and spills, joys and sorrows, amazing successes and painful failures, and everyone needs space to talk through these things in a completely open way. Without such reflection, it's likely that these varied experiences will get out of proportion, and the painful times will be buried and give rise to later difficulties. There's every reason why the church should be a community characterized by honesty. However, it's easily possible for a church to be as superficial and deceitful as any other group of people. Out of a desire to keep people happy, it's very easy for churches to skate over the truth and avoid its challenge. I believe that the Apostle Paul was addressing this issue when he urged the Ephesian church to speak the truth in love. When the honest truth is spoken rudely and aggressively, it can be horribly destructive. Only if our words are full of love will the truth bring healing and blessing. To use the words of Proverbs, our honesty will be like nothing less than a kiss of friendship. To use the words of Proverbs, our honesty will be nothing less than a kiss of friendship. Now let me ask you a question. Do you have someone with whom you can be completely honest? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to become better at being lovingly honest with those around us. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener-funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.